Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact. We're located in the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. We have a very inspirational show to share with you today. Cape Light Compact is thrilled to announce that four Cape Cod schools participating in our energy education program have been chosen out of a pool of 60 finalists from across the United States, which that's pretty impressive. They've been chosen as winners of the National Energy Education Development Project's 2010 Youth Award for Energy Achievement for their outstanding energy projects and community outreach efforts. Our high-achieving energy savers and their teacher advisors will be honored at a national recognition ceremony in Washington, D.C. on Monday, June 28th. And sitting across from me today is one devoted teacher who has helped make this amazing honor possible for her students and her school, Maggie Brown, who is the advisor to Eastham Elementary's Green Energy Army. Which
Hello.
Hi, Maggie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And of course, we're going to find out real soon that, and I didn't know this, that the Green Energy Army is just one name that has changed over the years. But we will get to that. So stay tuned. In the meantime, though, before we get to this story, I have a few important announcements to share that I think everybody should know about. The first one is about that old second refrigerator in your basement. Or in your garage. I bet you didn't realize it could be costing you an extra $150 each year on your electric bill. The good news is, right now we have a program where we're going to pick it up for free and recycle it for you. And we're going to give you $50 for letting us do it. Maggie, what do you think? Pretty good deal?
I think that's a great deal.
Thanks. So it's real easy to get this scheduled. You just call 1-877-545-4113. Again, that's 1-877-545-4113 to schedule a free pickup, or you can visit masssave.com/recycle for more information. And another thing I want to let you know about is, you know, we're coming up on the summer season. It's already hot as can be out here in Provincetown where we're taping today. And I bet you everybody still wants to know how you can save more money on your electric bill this summer. You know that sealing up air leaks and adding insulation can actually help keep your home or business cooler and more comfortable during the hot summer weather, and it'll alleviate the need to run expensive air conditioners or fans. Cape Light Compact can help. Just call us at 1-800-797-6699. Again, that's 1-800-797-6699 and get a free energy assessment today. Plus, it's a perfect time to get all your weatherization work completed before the winter rush. So again, just call us 1-800-797-6699 for your free energy assessment. In other news, I don't know if you might be interested in getting a deep energy retrofit on your house. It's a really neat program where you do a lot of work on the house and you make it extra energy efficient. It's going to be on June 15th, and we have registration information at capelightcompact.org. Also coming up on the 24th of June, Thursday the 24th, and this kind of leads in back naturally because it's talking about schools. There's registration available for a CHIPS training in Manchester, Massachusetts. And basically, it's looking into how you can really upgrade your school so it could be a real green school, a very highly energy efficient school. Again, the training is free. We're going to have registration information available on our website at capelightcompact.org. Or you can visit a site called Green School Solutions for Massachusetts and register for the event there. But we'll have that link on our website as well. Again, and it's free of charge. So all you administrators, school administrators out there, I would highly encourage you to sign up for this. But back to our program. I am talking to Maggie Brown. She's with Eastham Elementary, and she's a winning teacher advisor for her Green Energy Army for this wonderful award, national award down in Washington, D.C. And, you know, Maggie, congratulations again. Can you just tell us a little bit about this project that you submitted and, you know, what led to you winning this award?
Okay, well, thank you, first of all. And we started out the year, I opened the science club to as many fifth graders as want to come. Mm-hmm. Out of 32 fifth graders, I think we had 25 sign up. And it's an after school, we stay after school every Wednesday afternoon. And the first thing we started off with was we vote on a name. The kids brainstorm the names, they come up with the names, and they just happened to like the name we had last year, so they chose it again.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, it is. And this year we started off with energy houses. They, through Cape Light Compact and Deb Fitton, the education advisor there, she gives us all the cardboard boxes and everything that we need.
Yeah,
and
what is an energy house? Can you kind of explain what that is?
Sure. The kids get a cardboard box. They're given a choice of materials, and if we charge them, you know, sort of charge them.
Quote unquote charge
them. Yeah, quote unquote charge them for materials. And if they use recyclables, which we at Eastham have been recycling since we first started winning awards back in 2005, we have a huge recycling program there. Doesn't cost anything. So we talk about what makes a good insulator, what doesn't make a good insulator. They make these houses out of energy boxes. And this year, some of the kids got really creative and they made little wind turbines on the top and they put solar panels on it. Because, you know, if you want to buy a house, an energy efficient house, you want it to look good, right?
Absolutely.
You just don't want just a plain old cardboard box. And
What are some of the materials that they use to make?
They use some old styrofoam. Mm-hmm. They can use foil. They've used grass from outside, mm-hmm. leaves from outside. They cardboard, plastic of any kind, the little peanuts, you know, mm-hmm. Preferably the ones that don't disintegrate in water. It makes it a little messy.
I bet.
And then they put it all together, and we test them out with ice cubes. We put ice cubes in them. We take the temperature first, mm-hmm. put ice cubes in them. And if they, you know, drop down to, you know, get cool, like refrigeration, mm-hmm. then they, you know... Then they win. They didn't win much, but they understand. And then they get a chance to, you know, revamp their house. What would you do differently? We always go back and, you know, if we design something, we always go back and say, how could you have made this better? And how could you do this? And the kids really realize this. And sometimes they go home and their parents are like, oh, you keep telling us to recycle. You keep telling them to do this. Mm-hmm. And they told us to turn this down or that down. And the kids are really, really good educators of and they're the ones to get excited about it because they take it home. And then the parents, you know, kind of.
So do you really kind of feel like this hands-on learning that you're doing kind of really increases the retention?
I think it does. Valerie Bell, who works at the high school, says she really sees it in the kids when mm-hmm. they get up to her. They have this energy. They know what's going on. They're really very environmentally aware. She teaches an environmental course mm-hmm. up at the high school. And I have to mention that they also won Rookie of the Year for high school. So we're really proud of them, too. I think it does. I think it gets them excited. And if they're excited and their parents go home and they see these kids excited about something that they can do, mm-hmm. then they like to join in and get their, you know, kids. They like to support their kids.
Which is really, it's fantastic that, you know, we have parents here on the Cape that are so involved with their children and they want to see them succeed in this and encourage them in that area.
And this is an environmentally, you know, it's a place where environmental issues are mm-hmm. hugely prominent mm-hmm. and we all have to do everything we can do.
Yeah.
And I find educating the kids is easier because then they can take it home and take care of their parents.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it so much.
Oh, believe me, I have a 4-year-old and he's already starting in on me now. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, my granddaughter, we go recycling all the time. Yeah. She knows anything that goes in the trash that's not supposed to be there, she lets everybody
Absolutely.
Know. Then we also, after that, we prepared for an energy carnival that we do every year for the school. Mm-hmm. And the kids get a science of energy kit. We get a science of energy kit from Deb. Mm-hmm. Because she has all these kits that...
And just to let everybody know, Debbie Fitton is our energy education coordinator at Cape Light Compact. She is the one that goes into all of the schools and sets everybody up on the NEED curriculum, which is the place where you won the award, And she coordinates all the energy education through the schools throughout the Cape. And we'll get to her contact information in a minute.
Right, and there's and they have multiple kits for just about any energy efficiency thing you want to do, as far, as well as resources and that kind of thing.
That's great.
The kids, they learn about static, you know, they learn about a lot of different kinds of energy, magnets, you know, static electricity, how does that work? They do energy of toys. I'm trying to think of all the other things. And then we get this all together and the kids do it. I don't write scripts. I don't do anything. I said, here's this material. Here's the science behind it. You read about it. You get it and do it. And they really buy into it because they get to choose what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we include all the other fifth graders. They come in and they lead the kids around. And we get passports for the kids to come in. And they go to each station. And the kids are teaching. And I just step back and take pictures because that's what you have to do. And the kids really run it. And it's really been very successful. We've done it, I don't know, for maybe 3-4 years at the school.
So you're basically, you're opening up the school community to come
Absolutely.
Into this. Do the parents come as
well? Yeah, we've had more and more parents come every year. It's kind of hard because it's done during
sure,
the day.
Sure,
and once we did it on Saturday, and it's difficult, but we do have parents come in. We have community members come in, and we open it up to everybody. And the kids seem to really enjoy it. The teachers enjoy it, and we always give them gifts because people like gifts.
Of course. I went to an energy carnival once, and there was one thing there that, I mean, I know the kids went nuts for it, and I loved it too. There was a balloon. Do you know that one where it...
Oh, yeah, the rocket balloons.
Yeah. Tell me about that one, because that's... What does it
well,
teach?
It's,
what
well,
does
it's
it do?
Potential and kinetic energy. You know, you blow up the balloon, what's going to happen when you let it go? And these balloons are I don't know how they do it, but they have enough energy inside of them that they can go up to 60 feet in the air. And of course, then they scream as well. So they have sound energy to it. And of course, anything that makes noise and goes flying in the air, the kids absolutely love.
They do. You know? And I loved it too, to be honest with you. It was neat watching the kids' reaction.
Yeah, it was one of the most fun things. And then we did solar ovens. We created solar ovens because we were asked to go to the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Youth Energy Day sponsored by NEED and Cape Light Compact. And the high school was there. The charter school was there. Charter school also won an award. And we brought solar ovens that we had made. And we actually cooked cookies in our solar ovens.
Please,
and our solar ovens.
I need to know about this solar oven. Because I bet you a lot of listeners out there are like, how do I have a solar oven?
Well, the kids took a cardboard box. They learned about insulators. They insulated it with different kinds of materials.
Right.
The inside was black. They had to have reflectors on it, and four sides reflectors. But they get to choose their design. They get to choose their style. We tested them out beforehand, and we brought the two highest ovens. You know, the ovens that got the hottest ovens. Yeah. And we had them up to the pre-made one got up to 250, which it does. And this was
a cold March.
This was a 30-degree March day. And the kids' ovens got up to 136 degrees.
What do they make this out of?
Cardboard boxes? Aluminum foil, a little bit of plastic to cover over, paint or other things, and the same recyclable materials from the energy houses, which build up to that. And they were excited. They, you know, break apart cookies, you throw them in there, and they just...
So this is a whole new take on like the Easy Bake Oven.
Absolutely.
Of our childhood. This is a great idea.
Yeah, and even the pre-made ovens that you can get from the NEED kit, which are good to show the kids what they need to have, our kids' ovens surpassed that with the temperatures they did.
That's astounding.
So they were pretty excited.
Yeah. And how were the cookies?
They were gone in seconds. Because there were cookies, plus because I believe that they made them themselves.
Of course. And in their, highly efficient ovens, is a really good idea. Well, that's really neat. Well, tell me how this all started for you.
Back in, 2000, 2001, I went to a workshop that was sponsored by NEED, which they do a lot of teacher workshops throughout the year. They do them in the spring and fall, and anybody can go. They pay for your subs at the school, and sometimes it costs $25 for supplies, but sometimes, not at all. Okay. And, I met Deb Fitton there, and we got talking, and she invited me to be on the teacher advisory board, so I joined
Tell me about the teacher advisory board. What is that?
It's a group of teachers from all over the Cape who get together, A couple times a year, 2-3 times a year, depending on what's going on. And we talk about how can we get our information, how can we get the information out to teachers, how can we get more people involved. And they were the big catalyst behind the Youth Energy Day and the films that went the night before.
That's right. We had an astounding everybody out there. Really great response from an energy film festival that was open up to high school students. We're actually going to be posting the winning film on our website. It's really, really great and funny and so educational. And I would really encourage everybody to go to capelightcompact.org and watch. And maybe we'll have to put up the kit for the oven as well, because I think I want to make that at home myself.
Sure, why not? Anybody could do it.
Yeah, but anyway, back to...
So then it took me several years to get, you know, to try out the NEED programs and get it. And I have to apologize to the students from 2004. That was the first year I actually did the energy... I believe I did the Energy Carnival and we did all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I didn't record it or take any results, so they didn't get to... We didn't put in our yearbook to win. So they were mad at me the next year. Oh, well. And then from then on, we've just 3 years in third grade. We won awards, state and national awards. And then when I went to fifth grade, we won 2 state awards. And this is the first year in fifth grade I've won the state and national again.
That's congratulations. You're obviously doing a really good job. And the kids, yeah. You know. But tell me, what have you noticed? What motivates them? And B, what are the changes in attitudes that you've noticed over the years since you started the program?
I think what motivates kids these days is, you know, because they always have these video games and everything, they're always doing, mm-hmm. and they really need to do. And if you give them something to do, you give them a project to make, they really jump in, you know, both feet, and they go whole hog. Mm-hmm. And especially if... You know, you don't give them too many limitations, because they come up with some things that are even more amazing than I could even dream about.
That's neat.
Because they have, their minds aren't closed off to different things. Oh, I know that's not going to work, but, you know, maybe it will.
Mm-hmm.
And
is working with their peers, does that help motivate them as well?
They like working in partners and groups, but they also love teaching the little kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it makes them the expert, and it's nice to have someone look up to you and say, oh, wow, you know,
yeah.
And then hopefully with all what we've been doing, every time the kids come up to fifth grade, they're like, oh, yeah, great. We get to do our energy stuff. And it's kind of like a motivator that way. That's why you go all the way down. And the kids during the year also go into the classrooms. And, you know, we've helped kindergarten with their wind, and we come up with activities and projects for them to do all that stuff. So it's really nice. And getting the kids involved that way makes them more involved. And especially I had, what did I have? I had 13 kids, I think, come to the Saturday in March, which is really an unusual thing for school kids to come to a school thing on a Saturday, you know.
Yeah. In the middle of the year. Well, listen, we're going to take a mid-program break. I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guest today is Maggie Brown. She's the teacher advisor to Eastham Elementary's, well, this year anyway, it's called the Green Energy Army. And she's the winner of the National Energy Education Development Project's 2010 Youth Awards for Energy Achievement. And she will be getting that award in Washington on June 28th. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
You know, kind of getting back to this a little bit, we're talking about how we can get the kids involved and how we can get the parents involved through the kids. How do we get the teachers more motivated to teach this?
I think it's tough because in Massachusetts with the MCAS, we've really mm-hmm. focused on math and reading. That's been
right.
the focus. And science has kind of been pushed, unfortunately, to the back burner. It is coming back because we do have a science MCAS.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting.
it's good to see a teacher excited about this.
But it does take time. It does take effort. If there were more people that could come into the schools and help people out, I think they'd be more willing to do it. The administrators have to loosen up their grasp on, you know, the curriculum and mm-hmm. say it's okay to teach science, and the kids can get a lot of what they need for testing through science.
It's true.
You know, working together in technology and engineering. I mean, these are the jobs that are going to open up,
you know,
in the future. And if you don't teach the kids what they need to know, then
it's
going to be very hard.
Oh, even food. I was working in the food industry for a while. You need science to know how things cook or bake or...
And even science is so important in working together in groups.
Yeah.
And if you have a project to work toward, it's easier to work together with a group because you have to learn how to listen to everybody's ideas and then try out different ideas. And if you're not right, you test it again, you know? Yeah.
And as we know, as adults, it's important to learn how to do stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But, you know, if there are any teachers out there that are interested in finding out more about this program, you can contact Debbie Fitton, Cape Light Compact's Energy Education Coordinator, at 508-375-6703. Again, 508-375-6703. Or email her at dfitton, it's D as in David, F as in Frank, I-T-T as in Tom, O-N, at capelightcompact.org. You know, I just want to take a few minutes right now, too, to talk about the other winners here. And I, you know, Maggie, maybe you can talk a little bit about, because I know you work with a lot of these folks here on the Cape. But the other winners, the National Senior Level School of the Year was Sandwich High School Environmental Tech Renewable Energy Team, Lauren Duffy, Kathleen Mills, Sarah Joyce, Kelsey Payne, and their advisor is Gil Newton. The State Junior Level School of the Year was Cape Cod Lighthouse Charter School's Roots and Shoots Club. That's a great name. Paul Niles is their advisor. And you were, Maggie, speaking again about the State Rookie of the Year. Nauset High School's Green Team, Alana McGillis, Tommy Reed were the student leaders, and Valerie Bell is their advisor. You know, just tell us a little bit more about what you've seen these kids do since they've left you.
Well, actually, Tommy Reed is an East Ham student.
Really?
But I don't know if I was doing it back when he was there. The high school, they were at the Saturday thing with us, and they had biochar, which is kind of like, it's almost like, looks like a charcoal type thing that
okay,
you can use for planting.
Is the subject of the film, that when the film thought, please tell us about biochar, because I was like,
what? Well, I don't know how much I can tell you, except for when they told my kids it was edible, they took a bite out of it.
They did? It's edible?
Yes. And if you tell a fifth grader something's edible, you guarantee there's going to be some of them. Five of them took a bite of it.
And how did they say it tasted?
They said it tastes like ashes, which is pretty much what it was. But right. That's something that I really want to look into. It's great for gardening, and we're going to have a parent who's going to get us some, and we're going to put it in our garden at school to see, to compare how well does it do with the biochar and how well it doesn't. There's a whole process they go through, and I'm sure Valerie or any of her kids at the high school would definitely be willing to get you involved, and they can put you to someone who produces and sells it too. So
that's true. Or, you know, obviously they can make it themselves.
There you go.
Which, like I said, when you watch this film, it's pretty astounding just to see this. I couldn't believe everything that they did, and the way they actually produce this biochar, it doesn't produce the greenhouse gases. Is that correct?
And I think that's one of the most, that's one of the important things they were trying to stress. That it isn't like some of these fertilizers and stuff, and it isn't poisonous. And of course, you still have to use it in moderation and mix it up with stuff. But they really, I'm nowhere near an expert. I'm just very fascinated by it.
It is fascinating. And anything else? I mean, any other really, you know, what about getting involved in the community? I know that was part of what this win was all about, the fact that you involved people in the community.
Well, the Cape Light Compact has teachers that have been retired. Andy Morris and Christine Twombly are two of them, and they are very involved. Christine, we call her the worm expert because she comes around. She will come to anyone in any school and set you up with a worm farm and give all testing
examples. What is a worm
farm?
What is a worm farm do?
Is you have their little red worms, and she brings in, you know, a bucket that you keep them in, and you put them in, and worms help recycle compost.
Oh.
So, you know, you put your, you know, the kids put their snacks in there, you know, certain snacks in there, and you put a few little coffee grains and stuff like that. And then you make your own soil, you know, for your garden, if you can do a garden.
Yeah.
So, and Andy Morris is a retired teacher as well. And he does a lot with the hydropower. He could probably do anything, but he does a lot with the hydrogen power cars. And he came in and showed our kids how to separate, you know, the oxygen and the hydrogen from water. And it's really fascinating. The kids were absolutely blown away by that. And then you can run little cars around, which in the big scope of things, they're really trying to start doing because there's no exhaust that comes off of it when you do it.
Do you have any idea how that works? Can you very fundamentally explain it? No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put
all you on I know
the spot
is
there.
You put these little probes in the water, and then somehow it separates the hydrogen and the oxygen. And the oxygen, when you take it off, you know, it can make a little spark out of it. The kids love that. And but get in touch with Andy.
I will.
And Deb can.
I definitely...
Deb can send you right to him.
Right.
He'll come to the school, and he brings all his own supplies. And that's a great way for new teachers or parents even to get involved is, you know, get in touch with them. They'll come out to your school that for free, no mm-hmm. charge. You just have to give them, you just have to afford
you know
the
you
time.
Say, if it's free, it's for me, everybody
yep. and,
out there.
And all the kits, you know, they have a solar kit, they have a magnet kit, they have a electricity kit for all the schools that do electricity and stuff.
Are the kids very enthralled with all the renewable energy options out there? Or, what do they find most fascinating?
I think they like the solar. They keep in, you know, they want me to put the solar oven out. Well, of course, they want cookies again.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure. They love the wind. The high school also had a wind project, Kid Wind. You can get kits. Deb also has kits for that.
Right.
And you can make your own thing. And they were powering windmills and stuff like that. And
wow.
It's just amazing what resources are available, and all you need is a little time. These kits are pretty self-explanatory. They have scripts for the kids to read,
mm-hmm.
and it's really kind of neat to do.
All right. So, again, you can get that NEED curriculum by contacting us at Cape Light Compact. Please give Debbie a call. There are so many fascinating things that you can do with the children. Again, Debbie Fitton, Cape Light Compact's Energy Education Coordinator, 508-375-6703, and get these kids motivated. This is our future. These are the people that are going to kind of lead us on the way, and we want to get them as educated and as excited as possible.
I want these kids taking care of me when I get
old. Exactly. Well, believe it or not, we've come to the end of our program. I know. I told you it was going to go fast, Maggie. But so you've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. And obviously education is a big one for us.
It's huge.
If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at info@capelightcompact.org or call us at 1-800-797-6699 to let us know and to sign up for your free energy assessment. Take advantage of that now, folks. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest, Maggie Brown, the teacher advisor to Eastham Elementary's Green Energy Army and winner of the National Energy Education Development Project's 2010 Youth Awards for Energy Achievement. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done for us today. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact would also like to congratulate all of our winning schools for their hard work in energy education and community outreach. Really astounding work, everybody out there, and keep it up. Our kids are benefiting from this. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.